he brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Oh, no.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Guru back in the house.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be talking sports for the next 4 hours and maybe some other things. How's your holiday, buddy?
I think you know.
Yeah.
I'm thankful. I'll give the people an update later.
All right.
But other than that, I'm happy to be back. But my night didn't go well.
When, last night?
Yeah. How the hell you airball a turnaround for game bucket, Jimmy? Legs was gone.
Yeah. I mean, they put up a gutsy effort after, Kerr got ejected and the Warriors got a bad goaltending call.
That was embarrassing. But that's not why they lost, partner. Good to see you.
Well, it didn't help, obviously.
They didn't have James Harden.
No.
You forced 20 turnovers.
Yeah.
We need some help.
What kind?
Offensive help.
Now we need offensive
help.
We
got guys just going.
We needed a rim protector.
We need that, too.
Okay.
How many guys in a Warrior uniform are going to just pass up shots? Like, you could see Snoop's, like, shoot it, even if you miss it. But I'm gonna give the Warriors this. I know you're not big in that defensive rating where they were third last time I saw you and we hooked up. Steiny, they fight defensively, and I know they're small, but I couldn't believe I saw Jimmy Butler do what he was doing to Kawhi, and the Clippers tried to gift him that game. But why are we down 12? Why are we down 14 to a James Hardenless Clipper team? And then a guy named Kobe looking like Kobe fouled Curry out. So I ain't gonna blow my load right now, but I'll just tell you this. You guys told me early on, hey, it's about practice. We're going to sleep in our own bed. We're going to figure this thing out. Now it's about 14. Now we're down. It just keeps dwindling and dwindling, Steiny. I'm just wondering when change is going to come.
Well, I mean, the first change that can come is January 15th when the Warriors can trade Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know if that's going to be the only thing they do or not do, but, you know, I got to tell you, I hear you lamenting.
I'm frustrated, man.
And I've been sitting on this for a couple days.
Oh?
But, you know, the Golden State Warriors went into L.A. last night. L.A. was missing James Harden. The Clippers are
Jones Jr.
11
too.
And 20 or whatever they are. They've had a terrible season.
Playing better.
And you get beat. And we come in today after the Golden State Warriors lose to the Clippers to go 19-18, and we're thinking that they should be a better team. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be this guy, but the Warriors told you what they think of themselves this year. And I'm going back to the Oklahoma City Thunder game. I'm sorry. But you've got three Hall of Fame players.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Three Hall of Fame players.
Mm.
The defending champions are coming into town. You sit them all so that you can take a win against Utah most probably.
Which you ended up 12 doing. Yeah, you're down 12.
So when you show me or you tell me that you're going to rest your three signature players when the Thunder come in, then you're telling me that you don't believe.
Roberto Duran, no mas.
You don't believe that this team is a 50-win team. That, you know, and listen, I get it.
I appreciate the honesty.
Listen,
man. That's
I get
how
it.
I felt.
I get it. You big picture, Steph could use an extra game, so then if we rest them all, look, I understand all the strategy.
Rest against Utah.
No.
And you were down 12 until Dre left after he got ejected.
They didn't rest them against Utah because they knew they couldn't beat Oklahoma City with their three good guys, apparently. So, listen, I get it. It was smart. you know, long season, load management, be protective. All those things are true. I'm just telling you, this is a team that's won four titles, and we're at a point now in 2026 where they're 19 and 18, but stop telling me they're a better team than this. I don't know if they are.
I will. And we got a bet. And, you know, what I saw on the Warriors chessboard, Kuminga was a part of it. And, you know, young Warriors taking the next step. Jimmy, Steph, and Dre. Dre's been, I mean, did you see Dre's for the month of December, Stani, the plus minus?
I know he had a horrible December.
Yeah. He was negative, what was it, 69?
Sorry. I don't know. I just know that when he didn't play, they were better. And when he played, they weren't very good.
All right. Well, that's a problem. But he was 0 for 6 last night. And when he got hurt, this is where I'm at in Warriors world. Shout out Sheets, Donnie. When he got hurt going for that loose ball, and I loved the effort, and he was passing his ass off, there was a point to me where I said, okay, Dre might not return to this game. And I'm telling you, I could be wrong. This could be a flagrant foul. But I felt like he returned to the game because he didn't want another addition to the ledger of the Warriors going on a run without him. I'll leave that there. But the bottom line is, Donnie, we need another stud, somebody that can start and get, and relieve Steph from all this stress of trying to carry this team on its back. And if Jimmy Butler is not fooling the refs or using the okey-doke to get to the free throw line, you see what happened when Steph wasn't an option and he airballed the turnaround jump shot. Like, that was a game my old Warriors used to win. And maybe you're right. Those days have come and gone. But I am so sick and tired of this Rubik's Cube of a starting lineup. And I'm not coming down Moody's road. I don't know what he's doing. Pods, Steiny, I don't know. He was going so just not just – you could just tell something else is on his mind. But Moses Moody is a starter. If a guy's going to start for you, he's got to play more than 19 minutes. And this is an ongoing thing of, oh, I like our starting lineup. Quentin Post starts. He plays 13 minutes. So that right there, two of your five starters are not even getting into 20 minutes. Then they're not starters. And that's a problem. That just, to me, is a reflection on what we don't have. And what we don't have is what the league is littered with right now is young Thundercats. And I'm getting tired of it.
Well, listen, the reality of the situation is, and this is what I mean. You say the Warriors need another stud. Okay, well, that means they're not very good. It means they're mediocre. They need another stud. They got a stud last year, we thought. Now they need another one. Okay, they need another one. All right. Okay, I didn't realize they would need another one
when
I didn't realize they'd need another one when we were talking about how this team's so dangerous and if they get to the playoff, this, that, and the other thing.
But a lot of young guys too are a part of this, Donnie. They're not taking their game to the next level. And maybe just with this system and you know, Curry and Jimmy, they can't. But it is what it is, and I'm just calling a spade right now. It is apparent to me that this team, we're offensively challenged. It's not fun to watch other than Steph. I'm like, partner, I'm being real. I don't know where this thing is headed.
You're late.
I haven't seen you in a while. Wow. To tune into our show Friday and listen to Evan and Bonte do a great job filling in for us, and they have Coach Kerr on, and in the morning, shout out to the roast, he's saying this is going to be a Kuminga game. I know I'm revisionist history, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Coach, just hearing you talk, I'm fired up. I want to see JK. And oh boy, a mysterious back ailment. And now I'm grinning and laughing, but I'm thinking there's so much going on probably behind the scenes with this team, Steiny, we don't know about. But what I do know is you gave the ball to your second best player last night, your older second best player, and he shot you an air ball for game as you were down one. And what I thought was going to be part of the formula for Jimmy and the Warriors to win by one was he was going to be able to use the okey-doke to get fouled. And Batum was on him, and like I would have liked to have him the ball at the top of the key so he could dribble, drive, pull up, jumper, get fouled, something. But the air ball, Steiny.
Now keep in mind, if you do that with Butler, you got to the line 11 times. Are they going to call something that's close? Well, like he might not get that call the last 5 seconds of a game that he gets for the first three quarters of a game.
How good is this team, man? Is that where
they're 19-18? I mean, like, and they've been 500 all year.
But the next 11.
No, the next eight. They have eight straight games at home.
But this started with the practice. We're just keep kicking the can down the road.
But they can't do it. What can they do, right? What could they have done other than between now or the start of the season and now, other than just play and try to see what kind of team you have? Yeah. They can't trade Kuminga till January 15th.
They've blown that because he's just a bump on a pickle now.
Yeah.
That's another rat on the table brought to you by ATCO in the new year. They just, shout out Shasky, Steiny, it looks like they butchered that.
Yeah, they're capable of making mistakes, the Warriors. It's a possibility.
And Buddy Hield, you're telling me he can't play? We need shooters.
And I knew this was going
to
happen.
We need shooters. And to see him sitting there with the ball and his warm-ups on, even if he goes 2-for-8, I could understand that 2-for-8. But for him to not even get put in a game when you can't hit, they went 9 minutes in the third without a bucket. Come on, make that make sense to me.
I mean, look, it's so funny. You want Kerr to settle on a rotation, and he does, and Buddy Hield's not a part of it. And the minute you don't make threes, he should be in the rotation.
But
sign of a mediocre team when you're just interchanging names of players who aren't stars and thinking that if you pick the right one every single night, you're going to win all the games. 888-957-9570. Look, we got Guru back. He hasn't talked any 49ers about Seattle on Saturday or the Eagles coming up. We are absolutely going to talk some Niners. But, you know, Steve Kerr getting ejected last night. And obviously he was super frustrated. A lot going on with the Warriors. We're going to hit them both today. But if you want to jump in on the Warriors and what's going on with them right now, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
We can't make a free throw.